finally, shift is over. And if I hurry, I can see the shop putting the final touches on that Rolls Royce they've built on the past few years. Ooh, I wonder if those chuckleheads managed to work the nitro valves in like they wanted. I will be so jealous if they did. Oh, I want to put nitro into my bike, but every time I do it...
Did you really think you could escape us, mutt?
Huh?
You think that stunt you pulled saves her from us?
Who is that? It sounds like it's coming from... down this alley?
Hiding behind that maid's skirt is one thing, but marking her and mocking us? Oh, you've crossed the line.
Maid skirt? Mocking? Huh? Hey, it's him! And those guys. They're the same ones from that table earlier! I knew they were staring too hard!
Not only did you steal our kills, but then you had the audacity to take what we were hunting for miles and hide out where we can't cross. Ooh, then you had the sheer gall to flaunt it in front of us like you did. Perhaps it's time we finally send you back to that pack of yours in pieces. Ooh, not that they ever mind. From what I hear, they're sick of your shit, too.
Kills? Pack? Hunt? Wait, I remember him mentioning something like this before. So, these guys are from that rival family that hates his family so much? You mean they came all the way down here just to settle a score? They've come this far? Far? Why not go to the butcher and purchase the kills? All this effort to be cloak and dagger-like, you'd think they just go buy the shit they want. You know, like normal people.
You always thought you were so clever, mutts. Charging out on your own, defying your pact leader, doing whatever you please because you're so confident in your own abilities. Isn't it a wonder that Alpha of yours keeps trying to marry you off? It's all just to get rid of you.
I guess Alpha is what they call their family heads. Dad isn't even an Omega, let alone an Alpha. Even if he tries to be. Still, it sounds like me and my... Mountain Fling have much more in common than I thought.
But why bother marrying you off? There isn't a bitch in the world willing to take you on. So, to compensate for stealing what's ours, we'll just take it out on your hide instead. Oh, ow! What the fuck was that? Wait. Is that a wrench?
It's my way of throwing a wrench into the works.
It's you. That bitch from the cafe.
This bitch is named Jay. Don't confuse me for your mother, bitch boy.
The fuck did you just say to me?
Ha! Maybe you should have eaten at the cafe instead of just spying on us. Your blood sugar is so low, your hearing is affected.
I'd watch that mouth of yours before I...
Before you what, bitch? Don't worry. I'll be okay.
You think so, little bitch? How do you figure?
Because for shit talkers who want to establish their dominance, I can't help but notice you haven't moved an inch to have his hide or rip my ass apart. Which means... I can bludgeon the ever-letting shit out of you, and there's not a fucking thing you can do about it.
You sound so confident.
It's born from the fact that none of the five of you... By the way, 5-on-1, ultimate coward move by loud mouth breathers. Haven't made a single move against me or my boyfriend.
A boyfriend?
Yes, boyfriend. And as the girlfriend, I cannot abide by anyone else having his ass except me. So unless you plan to make good on your threats, get lost, bitch!
Fine. Just know this, little bitch. You and this mutt won't be safe forever. And we know how to hunt for days without rests. Let's go.
Ooh, scary movie threats. My mom's threats to take away my Wi-Fi coverage is scarier. Well, that certainly was a tense moment. I think my lifespan's shortened. You may thank me anytime you... Hey! Whoa, 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 whoa! Wait up! No way. No. You do not get to just disappear out of nowhere. Not this time. Especially not after... After kissing me like that. And feeling me up the way you did. I mean, seriously! Who just kisses someone like that out of the blue and leaves? I don't want your weak-ass sorries. I want you to be straight with me. There was a table near ours, and all they did was stare. Never ordered a thing. Not even a glass of water. I know you noticed them. I told you when we met, I'm always on high alert. Also, my job requires me to be aware of my surroundings. They aren't the first odd table we've had, but they are the first to stick around. And wouldn't you know it, those very same people from that very same table just cornered you and threatened to put your butt on their wall. I mean, seriously, all of this because you guys can't play nice when hunting? I heard a lot, especially about the part where your head of the family just wants to marry you and make you someone else's problem. By the way, calling the family head the alpha? A little dramatic, don't you think? Whoa. Hey, are you okay? You just went really pale. Do you need to sit down? What? I save your ass again, and you tell me to go away? You can't be serious. Stop apologizing. I don't want some weak ass apology. I want you to hold up your end of the bargain and take me on a date. Oh, but you can and you will. Because if you don't, I'll go back to that mountain every day after my shifts and yell for you until you come out. And to add to it, if anyone from that rival family picks me up, I'll take them up on any offer they give. Try me, mountain man. My family loves to screw me over and lead me on. I won't be duped around by some stranger with a hot fucking face that practically assaulted me at my workplace. That's right, you're a stranger with a hot fucking face. And I'm the hot-ass biker maid cafe girl you made a bed with. So either you lie in it, or I make a new one with those guys from before. You're damn right I'm pushy. Like you, once I set my mind to something, stopping me is more impossible than stopping the juggernaut. With that said, I expect you to be at this address by 7 p.m. on the dot tomorrow night. If you don't come, then you better expect hell on 120 miles per hour of horsepower. Damn right you'll take me out. In fact, give me your phone. There, now I can track your phone. Consider it payback for embarrassing me at my job. Whether or not I enjoyed it a lot is irrelevant. I believe in paying shit forward, and you, sir, will be paying it forward for saving your life and for seducing me so successfully. You'll know if it was truly successful when you show up at 7 and see the outfit I have planned for you. Yes, it's a date. Nothing. It's just... you remind me of this friend I had in high school. We were the best of friends our junior and senior year. The bedrock to each other's BS. He was a lot like you. A shameless flirt who got girls to ask him out as if it was their idea all along. When in fact, all you guys do is just weasel your way into our hearts like mole rats. Nah, you're more of a naked mole rat. I'm lucky I'm cute, huh? That's what my friend said, too. You guys really are a lot alike. He, moved away. Didn't keep in touch this last year. Yeah, I'm fine. I miss him all the time. My comrade in chaos. That sounds familiar. How do you mean? One of your old friends called you that too. Well, I would have loved to have met them. Can I? Oh, you guys lost touch too. Well, if you keep to a schedule, I'd love to fill that spot, if you like. And you can fill the empty spot with me. Yeah, I'd like that too.